下面我们请黄牧师来介绍我们今天的讲员伍静华牧师。Now we'll introduce our speaker today, Reverend Ng.
今天我们很高兴。
We are very pleased today.
能够请到吴静华牧师来我们当中讲道。
To have Reverend Ng speak to us.
其实我很早就认识他啊。
I know him a long time ago.
那是我在书店里面遇到他了啊。
It was in a bookstore.
但是我们很少交谈啊。
We seldom talked.
但是我在不同的场合当中都会遇到他的。
I met him in different circumstances.
吴牧师他是哥伦比亚大学毕业的。
Reverend Ng is a graduate from Columbia University.
他毕业以后，他有个神呼召临到他的身上。
After graduating from college, he felt God's call to a full-time Christian service.
然后他就到我们的土瓦国神学院里面念书。
He attended our evangelical church in Tawako.
然后他又在好几个神学院念书。
After that, he went to several seminaries.
好像 evangelical theology seminary.
Like evangelical theological seminary.
还有福音还有 biblical theological seminary.
And biblical theological seminary.
还有那个卫斯敏神学院。
As well as the Westminster theological seminary.
最后他在那个旧大学里面得到他的旧约博士的研究。
Finally, he earned his PhD in Old Testament studies at Jew University.
这几年来，他在不同的大学里面教书。
Over the years, he has been a pastor and a professor at different universities.
在纽约、纽泽西里面。
In New York and New Jersey.
他不但如此，他也在那个 Rutgers 教书。
He also teaches at Rutgers.
And Nyack College 里面读教书。
And Nyack.
还有这个宣道会 Alliance Seminary 教书。
And also the Alliance Seminary. Alliance Seminary.
现在他是那个 William Peterson 的大学的老师了。
Now he is teaching at William Peterson University.
他也常常在各教会里面做讲道。
He is also a guest speaker in different churches.
他有位贤惠的妻子。
He has a graceful wife.
他是他师母是菲律宾的华侨。
Mrs. Ng is overseas Chinese in Philippines.
他有一个可爱的儿子。
And they have a lovely son.
今天我们非常感谢神。
We thank God.
有这样好的机会，请到。吴静华牧师博士在我们当中讲信息。
That we have the opportunity to have Reverend Ng to speak.
我相信他一定有很重要信息告诉我们。
I believe that he has very important messages.
我们把时间交给 Reverend Ng.
Now let's hand over the time to Reverend Ng and our translator Sister Dolly. 现在我们请吴静华牧师。和我们的翻译李荣姐妹上来正道。
你好吗？
复活节快乐。It's a great pleasure for me to be back here at CEM Highland Park.
非常高兴我能够再回到高原地生命堂。
You may not believe this, but many, many, many years ago, I was a young Bible student and used to teach Sunday school right here at Highland Park Church.
你相不相信在很多很多年以前呢我曾经是在这个高原地的生命堂在教那个主日学的小孩子。
I remember very clearly two of my most noticeable and interesting students were from the Dr. Mickey Yu family.
他说其中呢，我的两个非常我能够注意到的，一直记得的两个学生呢，是我们的杨医生杨太太的小孩子。
They were Michelle and Audrey. They were just, I think, maybe junior high school at that time.
那是 Michelle 和 Audrey， 那个时候他们还在念初中。
And from what I recall, little Michael was a little kid running around the church.
那个时候 Michael 还是个小男孩，在跑来跑去的。
It's so good to see Michael doing well and in the Lord after so many years.
很高兴看到 Michael 已经成长，做得非常好。
I also thank God for the opportunity to come and speak to you on this Easter Sunday.
真的是很感谢主，我能够在这个复活节时候来到这里跟大家。
Because believe it or not, Easter Sunday is the most important worship service for the Christian in the entire year.
你相不相信那个复活节呢？其实对我们基督徒来说，是这一年当中最重要的一个庆祝日。
Because Easter Sunday celebrates the most unusual event in all of human history.
因为复活节所庆祝的是一个人类当中最奇妙的一个过程。
And it reminds each and every one of us as a devout Christian what the center of our faith is.
提醒我们每一个奉献的基督徒们，这是一个多么重要的一个使命。
And that is that Jesus Christ was crucified, and on the third day he rose from the dead.
那就是耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，三天以后他又复活了。
I'd like to begin this morning's message by asking you a question.
我要开始今天的证道之前呢，先问大家一个问题。
Have you ever come across any experience in life that doesn't make sense, but it is still true?
你是否在你的生活当中，你的经历当中碰到过这样的事情？虽然觉得说很没道理，很那个就是很不可思议，但是还是发生的是真实的事情。
Or have you ever seen situations which are impossible, but nevertheless they actually happen?
你碰到过这样的经历吗？看起来是不可能发生的事情，但是还是发生了。
Several years ago, I was depositing about 5 checks into my bank account.
几年前我去银行存五张支票。
They were 5 random checks like $21.95.
那些支票的那个数目呢，都是很不规则的，好像是21.95啊这样子。
Or maybe $14.62.
也许是14块那个6.62啊这样子。
But when I added them all up, they totaled to exactly $250. I couldn't believe it.
但是当我加起来的时候，我发现呢，总数是250块。
I was so shocked. I had to try it 3 times. There must be a mistake. It can't be exactly $250.
我实在不能相信，所以呢，我重新加了三次来证明说我没有加错。
I believe this was the first time in my entire life that a random bunch of checks added up to an exact amount.
那个时候我记得是我第一次在我生活当中碰到这样的事情，这几张那个数字很奇怪的那个支票可以加起来是一个250块的整数。
This is the thought I would leave with you this morning and share with you that some things in life seem impossible to happen, but nevertheless they happen.
这就是我今天要跟大家所分享的一个事实，就是有些事情在生活当中你觉得是不可思议、不能发生的事情，但是确实会发生。
Whenever I take a flight on an airplane, it never ceases to amaze me how a jetliner can defy the laws of gravity and fly through the air.
每一次我坐飞机的时候呢，都止不住的很惊讶的在想说，这个飞机这个喷气机怎么可能会克服这个地心引力的这样子的定力可以飞到天上。
You know the weight of a jetliner like a Boeing 747 is about 300 tons.
你知道一个喷气机就像波音747这样子的飞机，它的重量是300吨。
Yet this 300-ton vessel can fly through the air like a feather.
嗯，你看这样300吨的一个机身，居然能够在空气当中那个轻轻的在飞。
When I studied chemistry, one of the things I learned that still amazes me today is the fact that the atom is made up mostly of empty space.
我学化学的时候呢，一直到今天，这个事实还是一直让我惊奇不已。那就是说，那个原子的那个大小。
And yet, matter feels pretty solid to me.
那有质量的东西对我来说是相当沉重的一个东西。
We are often misled by the drawings of atoms.
我们常常被那个原子的这个外观的那个误解。
Did you know that the nucleus of an atom is actually only 1/1 the volume of an atom?
你知道吗？原子的核心那个核子是1/1000的体积的，这样子对原子来说。
The rest is pretty much empty space.
那其中呢，其他的都是一个空的那个空心。
The distance of a nucleus to its outer electron is like a ping pong ball to another ping pong ball separated by about 4,000 feet apart.
那核子跟原子的这个最外层的这个电子来说，它的距离呢是就好像一个乒乓球跟另外一个乒乓球在4000英尺以外这样子的一个距离。
So just use your imagination. It's like having a ping pong ball here and another ball about 10 to 15 football fields away.
那你就想一想说这个距离呢，就是从这个乒乓球如果是在这里的话，另外一个乒乓球是大概是10到15个那个足球场以外这么远的距离。
So you know, life is full of contradictions and paradoxes that are nevertheless true.
所以呢，我们说生活当中的是充满矛盾，而这些有矛盾的东西又是真实存在的。
I'm sure you can think of the contradictions and paradoxes in your own life that don't make sense, but are still true.
我想你们在自己的生活当中也常常会发现那些相当矛盾的事情，但是这些矛盾呢，又是让我们看到这个事实还是存在的。
Why is it that time flies so quickly except when you're microwaving something?
为什么这个感觉上时间是飞快的飞逝，但是你在用微波炉的时候并不是这样的。
When you put 2 minutes on a microwave, it seems to take forever. It takes a long time.
那好像你那个微波炉2分钟的一个东西，好像这个微波炉的那个永远这那个完不成这个2分钟。
Many, many years ago, when I was young pastor, there were some immigrants in the church, maybe some students from China, some of them were applying for their green card.
那很久以前我在教堂那个传道时候，那个有就是小那个教堂的学生，就是可能是中国来的留学生，他们在申请绿卡。
I remember one day, one of these immigrants ran into the church and said, "Pastor, Pastor, I got my green card today."
那个留学生呢，有一天呢就很兴奋的来说，牧师牧师，我拿到我的那个绿卡了。
And then he said, "But there's one problem." I said, "What?"
他说，但是有个问题啊。那牧师就说，是什么啊？
And he says, "It's not green, it's pink."
他说，那不是绿的，是粉红色的。
This is what I'm talking about this morning. I call this the paradox principle.
那这就是我今天要跟大家分享的，我就把这个呢叫成是就是矛盾又是实在的东西。
What is the meaning of the word paradox?
这个矛盾又实在的东西是什么呢？
According to the dictionary, a paradox is a seemingly contradictory statement that may nonetheless be true.
那在这个词呢，在字典里面的解释就是说，是充满矛盾的事情，但是又是真实存在的。
So in today's message, I want to share with you this principle I call the paradox principle on Easter Sunday.
那今天要跟大家分享的就是在这个复活节的这一个那个矛盾又真实存在的事情。
And that is this. There are some things in life that don't make sense, but are still true.
所以呢，生活当中常常会碰到一些不可思议的事情，但是却是真实存在的。
And that is in part the meaning of Easter Sunday.
这也是我们这个复活节的一个意义。
There are some things about Easter Sunday and Jesus' resurrection that don't make sense, but I tell you, it is still true.
就好像是这个圣复活节，我们说的耶稣从死里复活了，看起来是个不可思议的事情，但是我要告诉你们，这是真实存在的。
For example, Jesus' death and resurrection is a scientific paradox.
那耶稣从死里复活，在我们来说，这是个科学上的一个矛盾又真实的事情。
People don't usually come back to life.
人死了其实是不是会复活的。
But I tell you, it is still true.
但是我告诉你，这是真实存在。
Jesus' death and resurrection is a historical paradox.
耶稣的从死里复活也是一个历史上的一个矛盾又真实存在的事情。
Outside the Bible, we really don't know much about the carpenter from Nazareth.
在圣经以外，我们实在是不了解这个从 Nazareth 来的这个木匠。
Even in the Easter stories of the Bible, Jesus' resurrection is a sort of paradox.
就是在圣经故事里面，我们也觉得说耶稣复活这样子的事情是一个就是矛盾又是真实存在的事。
Even the disciples themselves didn't expect Jesus to rise from the dead.
甚至那些信徒们也无法相信那个耶稣会从死里复活。
Remember what the two angels say to the women at the tomb in today's scripture reading.
还记不记得在我们刚刚念的那个经文里面所两个那个天使对这个妇人所说的话
？They say to the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here; he has risen."
他就那个天使跟这妇人说：“你为什么在死人里面找活人呢？他已经复活了。”
Jesus' resurrection is also a cultural paradox.
耶稣的那个复活也是这个文化上的一个冲击。
When you read the story of Jesus' resurrection in all four Gospels, it is clear that the women play a prominent role in these stories, especially Mary Magdalene.
那你从在念圣经的时候，你从四本福音书里面也可以看到，就是妇人的那个地位，就是耶稣是就说从那个就是特别提高妇人的地位的。
This is a cultural paradox point because you would expect Jesus to appear to the men, the male disciples, but instead he appears to the women first.
那你可以看在旧的那个文化里面，你就想说应该是从就是给就让男的那个门徒们才先看到这个奇迹，但是却是让女的门徒们先看到。
So in the story of Easter, 2,000 years, there's some sort of cultural role reversal taking place, where women have a prominent role instead of men.
再就是看到这个几千年前的这样子一个事实，就是从这里面呢，就是也看到了文化上的一个转换，就是用女人呢，更比在男人之上这样子。
It seems perhaps that women are no longer second-class citizens in the kingdom of God.
就看到在神的国里面呢，妇人不再是二等公民。
And that Jesus has always been for elevating the poor, the oppressed, and the second class.
那耶稣呢，一直是在提高这些贫穷的和被那个压迫的和富人的，就是低的地位的人。
Jesus' death and resurrection is also a theological paradox.
这个耶稣的复活呢，也是在理论上的一个矛盾又真实存在的事实。
The Bible says that through death, Jesus destroyed the power of death.
那从死就是从死亡这个里面呢，耶稣呢又就是把那个死亡这个事情呢给否定了。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says, Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
那希伯来书的二章十四节呢，就说了，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
The book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18 says, I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
那在启示录的一章十八节当中呢，他有说，又是那存在，我曾死过，现在又复活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Today on Easter Sunday, we celebrate the greatest paradox of all human history.That millions of Christians around the world would honor and devote their lives to a Jewish peasant who was nailed to a cross 2,000 years ago.
今天呢，我们在这里呢，跟世界上的成千上万的基督徒们一起，再来庆祝这个在几千年前从死里复活的这个犹太人的这个农民的。
This doesn't make sense, but it is still true.
这看起来不可思议，但是是真实的。
You know, the idea of resurrection was actually not a new one in Jesus' time.
你知道那个从死里复活并不是新鲜的事情。
Even Jesus brought a dead person back to life.
甚至耶稣他自己也让一个人从死里复活了。
Lazarus in John chapter 11 had been dead for 4 days.
那在约翰福音的十一章里面，这个 Lazarus 这个人呢，是死了四天。
But Jesus raised him back to life.
但是呢，耶稣让他复活。
The prophet Elijah had raised a widow's son back to life in the Old Testament.
那个预言家以利亚，他将一个妇人的儿子呢，也从死里弄复活了。
But there are two things that made Jesus' resurrection special, unique, and different.
但是从耶稣的死里复活是跟那两件事情是完全不一样的，是特别有意义的。
First, he never had to die again.
首先他不会再死了。
You see, Lazarus rose from the dead, but then he had to die again, so he died twice.
那拉斯他虽然是复活，他后来又死了。
When Jesus rose from the dead, he rose once and for all and ascended into heaven.
那耶稣复活以后呢，他就永远活着，然后就升到天堂去了。
Secondly, Jesus not only rose from the dead, he rose from the most cruel type of death possible in the Roman world, crucifixion on a cross.
那其次呢，就是耶稣不是仅仅只是从死里复活，而他的复活是从那个是他们当时用的最残酷的这个处死的方法里面复活。
No other person in all of human history has ever rose from the dead or even claimed to rise from the dead.After being crucified to a cross,
从来在世上没有再发生过这样子会在十字架上钉死的人能够再复活。
This is a mystery that even the Bible talks about.
这是一个很神奇的事情，甚至圣经当中也在讨论这个事。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 7, it says the following.
哥林多前书的二章从七到十节也是讲了这个事情。
We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him.
哥林多前书的二章七到九节说，我们讲的乃是六到九节说，然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
You know, the cross today has become a religious and a romanticized symbol.
你知道我们今天对把十字架呢变成是一个宗教的一个夸大的一个只是一个符号。
But back in Jesus' day, it was far from a religious and romantic symbol.
在那个时候呢，在耶稣的那个时代呢，那个十字架并不是一个宗教的一个符号。
It was not only a form of execution, it was the worst form of execution reserved only for slaves and the worst of criminals.
那个时候呢，钉十架呢是一个最坏的一个，就是最差的一个惩罚的方式。
For example, if you were a Roman citizen, you had a higher status and could not by law be executed by crucifixion.
那在那个时候，罗马时代，你是如果高地位的人呢，是不会被钉十架的。
Crucifixion was such a horrific and horrible thing. Roman poets said we should not even mention the word cross in polite conversation. It was like a dirty word, a bad word.
在罗马时代的时候呢，那个钉十架，这个十架这个字呢，并不是随便可以提到的，是个很糟糕、很糟糕的，就是最差的、最那个坏的一种那个形象。
Believe it or not, crucifixion was actually quite common in the ancient world.
在古时代的时候呢，那个被钉十架呢，是常常会发生的事情。
It was practiced as far back as the Persians, and it was practiced even among the Assyrians.
在那个时候呢，就是在那个定罪的时候就会被钉十架。
Even the Greeks practiced it. Alexander the Great had 2,000 survivors from his siege of Tyre crucified.
在那个希腊时代的时候呢，有2000多个人，他们呢，最后呢是被那个钉十架。
Even the Jews practiced it once in a while, but it is probably the Romans who are most famous for practicing this form of execution.
那犹太人那个时候呢，也用过钉十架这样子的刑法，但是在罗马时代呢，是用的最多的了。
You may remember that about around 70 BC, there was a great slave revolt against the Roman Empire.By a gladiator named Spartacus.
在公元前七十年的时候呢，在罗马时代的时候，就是他们有一次呢，就是那些奴隶呢，那个反抗的那个事情发生。
He led 70,000 Roman slaves up and down the Italian peninsula, defeating Roman legion one after the other for several years.
那这么那罗马时代有这么一个斗士呢，他就那个带着这些奴隶们，就是前后上下的那个来那个反抗这些那个奴隶制度。
Eventually he was killed and defeated, and the Roman general Crassus had 6,000 slaves crucified along a road from one city to to Rome along that road. He had 6,000 slaves crucified.
那个窦氏呢，最后呢，他战败了，也被杀害了。但是呢，后来呢，就是有6000多个这样子的那个奴隶们，他们都被那个钉十字架。
You know, there were other forms of execution available to the Romans.
在那个时候呢，罗马时代呢，也有其他的刑法。
If you weren't too bad of a criminal, you could have your head cut off.
如果你的罪不是太重的话，就是砍头而已。
This is called decalatio or decapitation.
那就是叫做斩首。
Otherwise, you could be burned to death. This is called crematio or burning.
或者呢，你会被烧死，那就是像火葬这样子。
But the preferred method was crucifixion because of the sheer terror that it instilled in people and the spectacle it made out of the victim.
那最会用到的个就是极刑呢，就是被钉十字架，因为这是个最残酷的、最恐惧的、最就是公开的一个大刑。
The condemned criminal was typically flogged or whipped before being crucified.
那被钉死罪的人呢，先会被鞭打。
Then he would carry his own cross, or more likely a crossbar, to the place of his execution.
然后呢，这个罪人呢就要自己带那个提着这个十字架到刑场。
The Romans often located these executions on busy roads or major intersections so that as many people as possible could see them.
那罗马人呢就会把这个死。判死刑的人呢，可以把他带到这个最热闹的那个路上，所以呢，有的更多的人能够看到他被钉死刑。
The victim's hands or wrists would be nailed to the crossbar, as well as his feet or heels to the vertical stake.
那这个罪犯呢，就会被用手心呢，就钉在这个十字架上，用那个钉子，还有脚也钉在这个一个直的一个杆子上。
A rope would tie up the person's torso, be applied to the shoulders to hold them in place.
那还要用绳子呢，从腰里呢把它绑在这个杆子上，然后那个肩膀也是绑在那个杆子上。
Since no major organs were damaged, it took a long time, sometimes days, for a condemned criminal to actually die.
那这样子呢，这个罪人被钉在这个上面，因为不是你的重要的器官受伤，所以呢，有时候会很多天他才死掉。
Crucifixion, of course, was extraordinarily painful, but it did more.
因为那个被钉十字架呢，是一个极其痛苦的一个过程。
The Romans, by this form of punishment, took away not only your life but your dignity.
因为罗马人呢，他们觉得说，在这种死刑的方法，不仅仅是把你的那个生命给那个。去赶拿走了，而且呢是把你的那羞辱你，就是把你的尊严给那个拿走了。
Today we talk about death with dignity. The Romans, they took away not only your life, but they took away your dignity as a human being. You were often stripped naked before they crucified you to the cross.
因为罗马人在定就是在做这个死刑的时候，他把你的衣服呢都剥光了，你是光身被钉在这个十字架上。他不但拿那个把你的生命给取走了，他把你的整个那个人的那个尊严也都剥夺了。
The Romans left you nothing to live for. Having once seen a person crucified, you would think long and hard about rebelling against the Romans.
那如果说你曾经看过罗马人是如何那个处死这样子人的话呢，你这个一生你都会那个就是很不能就说接受这样子的事实。
And yet this is exactly what happened to Jesus of Nazareth, our Lord.
这个呢就是真实的发生在我们的主耶稣基督的身上。
This is a paradox.
这就是不可思议，但是确实发生了的真实的事情。
that the Savior of the world would die such a horrible, ignominious death.
这我们的救主确然是这却是这么一种形式来处死的。
To die on a cross was an act of shame, not of honor.
在钉死在十字架上并不是一种荣耀，而是一种耻辱。
This paradox was so unbelievable that some believers tried to explain it away, and they said that the real Jesus was not crucified, but only some man.The real Jesus was a spirit that was whisked away to heaven before the crucifixion.
那因为这种方法太残忍，所以人们呢无法接受事实。他们呢就是会想到说，也许这个被钉在十字架并不是真正的耶稣，耶稣也许在之前已经升天了。
This is what is known today as the heresy of Gnosticism, that Jesus, the real Jesus, was just a spirit, not a real man.
那这个就是那个邪教呢才会想到说这耶稣基督并不是一个真实的人只是一种精神。
Before I said that some things in life don't make sense but are still true.
我刚刚有说过说生活当中很多事情不可思议但是是真实存在的。
The paradox of the cross doesn't make sense but it is still true.
那这个被钉十架这样子的一个事情呢，简直是不可思议，但是却是真实发生的事。
It is still true because, believe you me, nobody in all the world could dream up a story like this. It is so unbelievable. If you really understand what crucifixion meant back then in the Roman world, it was an act of shame and horror.
真的是不可，就是被钉十架这样子是真是不可思议，但是又是确实存在的。在当时，你可以想象说被钉十架是多么的一个被羞辱的一个过程。
Over the centuries, a psalm in the Old Testament became Christianized and was interpreted as referring to Jesus.
那个时候在旧约时代呢，就是提到了就是耶稣被钉十架这样的事情。
It's a popular psalm we often use today in our call to worship.
那在这个里面呢，就是我们常常在我们那个敬拜的时候会念到的是一个诗篇。
It is from Psalm 96 verses 7 to 10 and goes like this.
这是诗篇九十六篇当中的七到十节这样子说。
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the earth, nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns.The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity.
诗篇九十六篇七节到十节是这样说的：民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀、能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华。要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的院宇。当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华，全地要在他面前颤抖。人在列邦中要说：耶和华作王，世界就坚定，不得动摇。他要按公正审判众民。
One phrase in verse 10, the Lord reigns, was reinterpreted, and some later hymns was changed to say, the Lord reigns from the tree.
那这个十节当中说耶和华作王这句话呢在 后来的那个后世人呢就是他把它修改了一下就说耶和华从树那个那里就是能够再作王
What a miracle that millions of people around this world this very day are worshiping and devoting their lives to one who is nailed to a treeAnd now to one who reigns from that tree, the cross.
那你说是这是多么奇妙的一件事情，现在呢就是在这个时候呢有成千上万的基督徒们在这里呢，我们在纪念耶稣被钉十架这样子的事情，他又从这个被钉十架那里呢又升天又做君王。
And that is the final paradox of today's message, that one who was crucified on a cross now rules and reigns from that cross today.
那就是我们今天要讲的最后的一个不可思议又真实存在的事情，就是耶稣被钉十架，但是他又复活了，而且呢，他从那个复活以后，他又做了我们的君王。
The Lord who was nailed to that cross now rules in our hearts today.As King of the world,
那这个被钉十架的这个耶稣基督呢，现在是我们的主，是我们的救主。
In the year 312 A.D., there was a pagan emperor named Constantine.
在公元312年的时候，有个罗马的那个帝王叫康斯坦丁。
He was not emperor. He was fighting for the throne and in a critical battle.
他在那个时候呢，征战呢，要在一个很那个重要的一个战斗当中。
The day before this critical battle, he had either a vision or a dream where he heard the voice of Jesus speaking to him.
在那个非常重要的作战的那个之前呢，他就有一个异象，就那个耶稣呢，就是跟他那个对话。
He was a pagan before, but when he saw this vision, he converted to Christ.
在那个因为有这样子意象呢，他接受了那个耶稣基督做基督徒。
He was victorious in his battle the next day.
那第二天呢，他的那个带领的战争呢是赢了。
And began to allow Christians to worship freely little by little during his reign as the world's first Christian emperor.
在这个他当君王的那个时期当中呢，那个大家呢都能够呢来敬拜主，是那个唯一的一个君王，是个那个基督徒的君王。
Later on, during his rule, he abolished crucifixion from ever being used again.
后来在他当君主的时代里面呢，他就废除了这个被钉十架这样子的一个刑法。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们一起来那个祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for this special day, Easter Sunday.
我们真是特别感谢你在这个感恩节, 是复活节的时候。
Because it reminds us of the greatest paradox of all of human history.
你提醒我们记得这个在人类历史上是最不可思议的一个真实存在的事情。
That a man named Jesus would suffer such a horrible shameful death on the cross.
那耶稣基督是承受了如此残酷的一个被钉十架的一个刑罚。
Would rise again in his victory over death.
又从死里战胜死亡复活了。
And reign from that tree in our hearts and minds today.
又从这里面他又当我们的君王。
Jesus indeed reigns from the tree.
耶稣从那个树又升为君王。
Because he rules, he lives even today in our hearts.
因为他掌管这个世界，掌管我们的生活，我们的心。
We pray in the name of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ.
我们以被钉十架的耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.